Welcome to Mother Folklore, the Irish for podcast brought to you by the Headstuff Podcast Network. My name is Derek O'Shea. When you hear my surname, you can't tell if I'm married or not. And some people might think that's unbearably coy, or some people might think that's a great natural privilege that I have being a man in Ireland. I'm joined today by Gara Jean McAvoy.
Do good. Thank you very much for having me.
Eimear Duffy.
Do good.
And Siúlann Éireann.
Hello.
So, there's a difference in Ireland between male surnames, like mine, and female surnames, like the Laddies. So, but obviously this is an area that, say, people who don't speak Irish are often confused about, babbled about. It's something that I've noticed recently on fantasy name generators for writers that they can't understand some of these things. Siúlann, do you want to tell us a bit more about it?
Yeah, so as you said, the way the language is set up, and I suppose the way our society is set up, is that the male last name is ambiguous, yes, whereas the female name takes on a different form if the person is married, or that's what it has been to date. That's the norm. I would say that it's slightly changing now, so maybe people don't, as they do in English, maybe names aren't changing as often. So often when a woman would get married, she would take on her husband's last name, or that she would take on Ban E, the woman of E Wurachu, if it was Murphy. So it would be like Sean O Wurachu, Ban E Wurachu. So a literal translation would be the woman, Murphy's woman, basically.
Yes.
So lots of people might remember that if they went to primary or secondary school in Ireland, they'll remember a Ban E Wurachu or a Ban E, I don't know, whatever else. A lot of people didn't understand what it actually meant, that it meant the woman of. Yes. So it's something that is a little bit challenging, I think, now, because people don't often want to take that on. And I think it has a lot of weight behind it. And the more that people are getting to unpick what's going on in the language, they want to maybe remove parts of it.
This is the thing. And I know, say, that there are some women who, when they get married to a man, if they choose to, will take the husband's name, but they won't take the ban bit, which is very hardcore. And whereas they might take just the E or bit part.
Yeah, I think the ban part is definitely fading away. I think a lot of us remember it as maybe older women took that. And now I don't think that many people would be like to be known as Ban E Wurachu or Ban E Ghraunig or whatever. But yeah, the E thing is definitely, it's a signifier, I suppose, more than anything else. So it's like wearing a wedding ring. It's one of these things that just shows that you are a married woman. Personally, I wouldn't change my name in English, so I certainly wouldn't change my name in Irish. So were I to get married and were I to take somebody's name, I still wouldn't change it to the E part, because I just, for me, it wouldn't be representative of my personality or of my identity.
Interesting. And Gara Jean, in addition to, I guess, all the other perks of being a woman, they also got a shavu in their name.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Lovely little shavu. In respect to what Siúlann was saying, yeah, I think it's the way we do it in Irish is really interesting, and it's probably best explained to somebody who doesn't speak Irish. It's like, it's a permanent missus on your name, like you can't avoid it, you have to have it in your name. So again, I think, you know, it's a nice kind of trait in Irish, but I don't know if it's necessarily something that in modern day, I think maybe we ought to maybe look at it and think about it. If you want to do that, that's fine, fair play, you know, fire away with it. But I think, like Siúlann was saying, like, I definitely wouldn't want to take somebody else's name in English, let alone in Irish. But then again, there's the argument, you know, I do, my name comes from my father. So is it, you know, should we go down the Icelandic route and take our mammy's first name and then just make it into a surname? But that's a nightmare for both men.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's always all that issue as well. You know, it does come from a kind of a very patriarchal society, but I don't know if it's that offensive to... It's not that it's offensive, it's just bothersome, I think, at this point. Yeah,
I think it's interesting in the Gaeltacht that naming is such a huge part of their culture, and it's something that really hasn't gone away. And I know if we go a little bit further back, not even in the Gaeltacht, but in rural areas, I know my mother is Esther, but she's Esther Packy James Kate. So she goes back three generations. So the Kate relates to a woman, obviously, and then it went Packy James, two men, and she's the Esther of all of those people. Yeah. So, you know, there were certain points where women were fed into the naming system, but often it's your father's name, your grandfather's name, your great-grandfather's name that becomes your name, which I love, because it gives you that real close connection to your family, mm-hmm. and the cultural connotations, I think, is amazing.
Yeah.
But again, I think things eventually, you know, you might say the Gaeltacht is maybe two steps back when it comes to contemporary culture. So if we look at the Gaeltacht in 50 years, will it be gone? I don't know.
Or are they two steps forward?
Maybe.
It's a funny one. It's a funny one because similarly, my dad's part of Kerry, there have been so many different O'Shea's. And similarly, yeah. the way that Healy Ray isn't doing a fancy double name like Bonham Carter, he's literally saying there's all these Healy's and we're just the Ray Healy's, the Healy Rays. And my dad's part, there are so many O'Shea's that you would have had, yeah, like Donny Murtagh as opposed to just, you know, Daniel O'Shea. You know, that's the law would call him. My own particular story of this is my wife, my wife, her name is Erin, and Erin Dugan was her unmarried name. And when her mother remarried after they had become distant from her biological father, she married a very nice guy called Mr. Campbell. And she thought, well, if I take his surname as a stepfather, I'm Erin Campbell. That's very soupy.
You don't want to take the soup.
But she did actually. She did take my name when we got married, and I suppose she was ready for a new name, but she didn't want to be Banny or anything. So she spells it just the way I do. She basically takes O and she keeps it gender neutral.
That's nice. And one of our really great poets, Afric Mackay. She's Afric Mackay, and I've never asked her why, but it's just something that I've always accepted. I've never really thought about it until I saw it written down and somebody said to me, but shouldn't she be Nick or Nee? And I thought, well, it's just her name. You know, I suppose the way we look at things now is so different from the way maybe we did look at things previously that I had never questioned it. But of course, obviously that was a choice somewhere along the line. She just decided she was going to be Afric Mackay.
Yeah. And more a Machanti than as well.
Yeah, she's more Wakati. Yeah, and I'd love to know why. Yeah, did she make a decision?
I never thought of that till now.
Yeah, she was hardly going to be more Wakati Cruise O'Brien.
Funnily enough on that, I recently started seeing moved to Dublin and started seeing a new doctor here. And the doctor's name was Dr. McOwen and spelt M-A-C space E-O-I-N. And when I went into her office, she stood there and I said, I'm waiting for Dr. McGowan, expecting a man. And she was kind of like, I am Dr. McGowan. I was so embarrassed that I had assumed that it was a man, but it was because, and I was, you know, flustered trying to explain that, well because of the Irish. And then she just kind of went, yeah, okay, it happens all the time. People always assume that the doctor is a man, but that wasn't
why.
Wasn't what it was.
No.
Because that's an awful trope in kind of older Hollywood films. They were waiting for Detective Bukowski and saying, oh, Detective Bukowski's a woman.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's what I felt like. Trench coat.
Yeah, I felt so bad, but yeah, I'm sure she didn't believe me when I said it was because of the Irish. But
yeah, so I'm going to refer back to your point there, Shun, when you said, you know, a lot of times when you think of like a bunny, whoever, with a surname, you kind of think of, as you said, like an older generation of people. And a lot of people, it's going to spring to mind, like, you know, like a teacher or something. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, if you're getting married and, you know, the Irish language is important to you and, you know, your name is suddenly, you know, changing in English, if you choose to change it in English and you're thinking, do I change it in Irish? If next thing you see, oh, I'm going to be Bunny Hay, you know, is that going to spring to mind an image of like, you know, your secondary school teacher? Or do you see yourself as being like, you know, a modern empowered woman being like, yes, I'm married now and here I am.
There you go. I think of like Ban E Hay or Banny Callig as being equivalent to those old Puritan Goodwife Proctor, Goodwife Simpson type of things, that it is a legacy of a time when actually, and even in some of those old kind of films, you hear us say a man's wife in court being referred to as Mrs. John O'Leary. Mm. And it's a legacy of that time when actually when a woman did get married, she actually, you know, became legally part of her husband almost. But some people enjoy using it ironically.
Yeah, well, I don't think I would ever get to that point where I'd be, because I think people would misread it. They wouldn't understand the irony. I'd be going around trying to explain to people, it's ironic.
But I suppose, yeah, I mean, it's like, I mean, one of the things that about names in general is that when you give someone a name, you're taking a sort of power of them. People get nicknames when they join a group and they've become part of that group. Like when often people have an army nickname because they've become part of the troop, and sometimes people can you give someone a nickname to basically put them down or to control them. And
names are so important. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one thing we can all learn from language is naming something that maybe doesn't follow with contemporary culture can be quite challenging, and that if Irish is to move on, then it needs to look at its naming systems. And if people are offended by that, and I don't care if somebody calls me a snowflake, whatever, Bani Snowflake, I'll accept it, Bani Kalokshnachta. I think if anybody is offended by that, then we need to relook at it and think, well, can we change it? Should we change it? Or should we try and co-opt it into the language and make it a part of the language in a better way?
And then there's definitely something to be said for maybe a third way. Gardaí, do you have any views on this?
I think the way it's going now, I think, because, you know, so many people from different cultures are moving to Ireland and their names don't necessarily fit to the standard of Irish. So I don't necessarily, I think with names, you know, it's so important to maintain part of your culture. If you do come from a different culture and your name has a different cultural heritage, I think it's so important to keep that. But if, you know, you're also connected to your Irish culture, you know, there shouldn't be a reason to lose it. I find that I lived abroad for several years, and the first thing somebody said to me when I stepped off the plane in the United States was, well, all the Asian students change their name when they come here. You should consider that. And I was so offended because my name is difficult in Ireland and I've never changed. I've never, you know, tried to make it easier for people to understand. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think, you know, I don't necessarily know if, you know, actual names need changing. I think, you know, the worst thing you could do is, you know, try and Irish up a name that's not, you know, equatable to Irish.
So, Yolanda Niamh Orsowski.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. So I think, yeah, names are so important and you shouldn't try. I mean, they don't do it in other languages in the way that we are so keen to do it in Irish.
And I think that used to be problematic in primary schools, and people often say that to me.
Yes.
Oh, you know, what's your name in English? Which is a question I get a lot and I don't like answering, because I don't ask people what their name is in Irish or in Mandarin or anything else. But I think a lot of people in school went through that where their name was translated. You know, if their name was Susan, then automatically they were Siobhan or they were Shun or they were whoever. And they found that problematic. So I think schooling and the name thing is important as well. Even if you're going to a Gaelic school, I would be very much of the side of, if your name is Tom Murphy, then you're Tom Murphy in school and you're Tom Murphy everywhere, unless you decide you want to be Tomáso Murachú or you want to be whatever. Like, you should have your ownership over your own name. Your school should not rename you, because I think it's confusing and it can be quite upsetting for people.
I have a dog in this fight, very much so, because I don't like my name being translated. First of all, in principle, I like my name. It's great. Dark. I'm usually the only Dark in the group. I'm cool with it. But the other issue is, one of the most famous Darks was a Shannon singer called Dark O'Cahan, front of say. But obviously there's not a lot of money in Shannon's singing, so he was sent off to Leeds to work in construction. And when he's over there, his English colleagues, they anglicise his name as Dudley Kane.
Oh, that's awful.
Terrible.
You did not call me Dudley, ever.
It's a terrible name.
Oh, Dudley Kane.
And actually, Dudley's a really big name in Connemara. So I wonder, is that related to all the people that went to London and Leeds and went and working on sites and stuff?
It's entirely possible. Which is awful.
J.K. Rowling has wrecked that name forever, in fairness. It's never going to
Dudley.
Be Dudley.
Dudley's not coming back.
Yeah, no,
it's gone.
Dead in the water. Sorry for any Dudley listening, but your name is dead.
Yeah, but some names are really beautiful in Irish. My partner's name is, his last name is Macan Vaha, which means son of life,
which
people who speak Irish actually love. Other people are just like, what's that in English? And I also refuse to translate that, and so does he. But he actually has his mum's name as his middle name.
Oh.
Yeah, so his mum didn't want her name to be not included in his name. So his middle name is his mum's last name, which I like, but it just makes his name extra long, which people have trouble with.
Absolutely. And one of the other things when we're speaking of translating Irish names or translating names in general is that, say, on the Nuacht, like Donald Trump is still Donald Trump and Emmanuel Macron is still Emmanuel Macron. But if you're a royalty or the Pope is Pope Francis is Papa Pruncius, and Queen Elizabeth II is Bonarine Alicia, though.
She is, yeah. And I think they have a set rules. I know when it comes to news, there's certain names that they just don't translate, and that is the way it is. Like I have seen Donald Trump translated to Donald Muck and Trumpa, but it's mostly in an irreverent, ironic way.
Well, I remember that Alan Titley used to translate Barack Obama as Barack Obama and Barack Obama's people. Yeah, which is
because that doesn't have a message behind it.
Yeah, well, that was I think that's a little bit schneid, but I guess he knew what he was doing, and he had his own views on that particular matter. I think. But then, generally speaking, I think translating someone's name against their consent is not cool. It's a deeply personal thing, and I can see why a person might find taking a name or not taking a name after marriage, the fact that having the choice to be able to do that is deeply personal and deeply meaningful. And I'd be totally cool supporting whichever decision someone made in that way.
Yeah, I think often people maybe don't understand, like as you said, Geraldine, your name is really important to you because you've never translated it. The fact that somebody would ask you to translate it is hugely offensive, and people don't get that. They do that in Ireland all the time. They'll say, what's your real name? What's that in English? You know, and you're just going to go, no, I'm not doing that. And then you feel like you're on the back foot and they're offended.
Yeah, it's really annoying that people, and like you said, that's where it stems from. People just assume that, you know, it was translated and I just kept it. But no, my name on my birth certificate is Geraldine, and I've come to not translate it into Geraldine because people just think that then it gives them license to call me that. And that annoys me. You know, it's a fine name, but it's not my name. So I'll just kind of go back to its origins and tell them, and it's Mighty Ruler with Spear. And then they're just like, all right, cool, we'll go with Geraldine then. So yeah, but it is something that stems from obviously school days and people having their names forcibly translated and mistranslated often. My mom has a strange surname. Her maiden name is Oregon, and I believe they're the only family with that name, so it was translated on something that's ridiculous, that's I believe Oregon or something. Initially, it came from, they believe, a misspelling on a birth certificate long ago. So there is no Irish version of it, but yeah, it was just poorly translated. So then they don't have a translation for their name, which, you know, they don't have one, but there's no reason to force one on it.
Yeah, and particularly there's been some very bad shoehorning in. And I think my experience has been that there seems to be a kind of a division between like some Irish names that seem to have are very close to a well-known English name, and particularly recently it's very popular to have Irish names that have no like similarity with any English name whatsoever, and those are the real kind of hipster ones at the moment, I think. Whereas, I mean, sometimes I think like there's so many Toms and Johns returned to Sean's, Owens and Tomases that those particular names, which are perfectly fine. I think Pruntius has a completely different meaning to Frank, but they've just been, that seems to have always been the an extremely careless like appropriation.
And I think that comes from, if you're a Franciscan monk, you're a monach Pruntisach. So it comes from that type of Francis. Yeah, I know if you're a Franciscan, you're a Sagart Pruntisach. So maybe it comes from there, and then maybe badly translated to Frank from Francis that way.
Yes, indeed.
Every day is a school day.
On that note, enjoy your name, wherever you are at home. I want to thank my contributors today, Geraldine.
Thank you very much.
Eimear.
Thank you.
Siún.
Gormila Magat.
You can follow me at The Irish Four on Twitter.
I'm at Geraldine.
Tuckwork Eimear.
And I'm at Siúners.
Great stuff. Thank you very much. See you next time. Slánga fóill. Dara again. I just want to say thanks very much for listening to today's episode. It'd be great if you could subscribe to the podcast on wherever you get your podcasts, whether that's iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever. And if you can like and review the episodes as well, it's a great way of getting people to actually find the podcast and hear more of it. Thank you very much to the Head Stuff Podcast Network for allowing me to produce it and bring it to you. You can find many other brilliant podcasts on the Head Stuff website. I recommend, for example, Juvenalia, where people talk about a piece of pop culture that influenced them as a child. Also, I want to thank Kirsten Scheele for doing the artwork for the podcast. And I want to thank Brian for producing us and putting manners on us all. So, see you next time.
This has been a production of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.